From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Denver, the nomination of Barack Obama is official. The Illinois senator, who had a meteoric rise in politics, is the first African-American nominee of a major political party. That nomination came with the dramatic appearance of Senator Hillary Clinton during the roll call of states. She spoke for the delegation from New York.
I move that the convention suspend the procedural rules and suspend the further conduct of the roll call vote. All votes cast by the delegates will be counted, and that I move Senator Barack Obama of Illinois be selected by this convention by acclamation as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President.
Well, joining us from the Pepsi Center in Denver is NPR national political correspondent Mara Elias. And hi, Mara.
Hi, Robert.
So which was it? The extremely deft defusing of a terribly tense situation between Clinton and Obama supporters, or a very well choreographed convention to end up in this huge display of unity today?
I would say it was the second one. well choreographed. Look, I said earlier that the watchword of the Obama campaign was no drama Obama, and this was not the kind of drama, at least the tension between him and Hillary Clinton, that he wanted to bring to Denver. But I would say tonight the Obama campaign used that tension to their advantage. What happened was, in this roll call, you had state after state that were Hillary states, starting with Arkansas, then New Hampshire and New Jersey, who gave all their delegates to Obama. And it was a real show of unity and reconciliation. And finally, of course, with that gesture from Hillary Clinton when she came into the floor with the New York delegation and said that we should suspend the rules and nominate him by acclamation. At that moment, I mean, there were tears running down the cheeks of African-American women who were watching this in the hall. It was an emotional moment, a historic moment, and I do think it was an important step to bring this convention together. And from now on, it's going to be, I think, more about Obama than it was about the drama of the Clintons.
Well, later this evening in prime time, it'll be about his running mate, Joseph Biden, will speak. What do we expect to hear from Joe Biden?
I think Joe Biden will introduce himself to America. He isn't that well known. I think he will also do what vice presidents are supposed to do, which is take the bark off John McCain. And he's going to give, I think, a very tough speech. It's going to have a lot of economic message in it. He's going to have a message that's pitched to those white working class Americans that have been tough for Obama to reach. Joe Biden was chosen in part, not just because of his age and his foreign policy experience, but because he is a Catholic from a middle class background. And the Obama campaign thinks that because he is a scrappy kid from Scranton, he can speak to those voters on behalf of Obama.
Now, the other major speaker this evening, former President Bill Clinton. Any idea what he's going to be saying?
Well, nobody knows what he's going to be saying because he hasn't shared his speech with the Obama campaign, much to their anxiety. However, I think he will give a great speech. That's what he's known for. He's going to make the pitch for Obama. He's also going to, I think, manage in some way to talk about his own legacy so that it doesn't seem like he's stealing the spotlight. However, he is a larger-than-life figure, and when he arrives on the podium, he will command the attention of this hall like no one else in the Democratic Party, except for perhaps Barack Obama himself.
Okay. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from the Democratic Convention at the Pepsi Center in Denver.